Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something that you hear in the next hour inspires you and helps you move forward. What would you do if you had everything? Perfect life, perfect job, you were making money, and then you realized it wasn't right for you. That's what happened to my guest on today's show, Alan Vaisberg. He's here to tell us about how he gathered his courage and stepped into alignment with his soul path, and how he now helps others to do the same. We'll also talk about his new book, Inspirer, which is a collection of poetic observations about his journey. And I'll introduce you to Alan in just a minute, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? That is the best place to find more about all the wonderful things happening with this radio show. Boy, we're all over the place, I'll tell you what. You can find out about upcoming classes and events and lots more. Oh, and speaking of classes, upcoming classes, registration is now open as of, 30 minutes or so ago for a new class about healing ourselves, healing our relationships, and healing the world. If you're ready to let go of the painful patterns, the emotional wounds, the negative self-talk that's holding you back, that keeps you spinning around and around in the same pattern over and over again, I would love to see you in this class. I will be teaching practical tools that you can use right away to release all that yuck and open an expansive space for healing and for greater alignment with your life path. We will begin in August, and you can get details at fogcitypsychic.com/healing. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, I would love to connect with you privately if you feel like that's right for you. Find out more at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Alan Vaisberg is a successful entrepreneur who, within the IT consulting industry, built several multi-million dollar businesses. And although he was living the American dream, deep inside, he knew something needed to change because he felt unfulfilled. Alan discovered that in order to live a fulfilled life, he needed to pursue his soul's purpose. And by taking charge of his destiny and following his dreams, Alan not only felt more complete, but today he inspires individuals to live their essence and helps them recalibrate their lives. Alan's a poet, lyricist, an author, an actor, as well as an intuitive certified by Doreen Virtue. He hosts a popular nationally syndicated radio program, Living Your Essence, and his new book, Inspirer, is published by Balboa Press. You can find out lots more about Alan and his work at alanvaisberg.com. Alan, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. I want to start, I think, in that moment where you have everything, or everything in like ironic quotation marks. You should have everything. And yet you're realizing that it's not a good fit for you, that you need to change. Can you tell me a little bit about that moment and what happened?
Yes. It was a very, very interesting time in my life because last year was by far my most successful year where I've achieved in terms of the the business successes, kind of essentially everything that I wanted to achieve. Now, you can always have more, but I was at a place where everything was clicking. I bought a brand new Audi Q5 for myself for my birthday as a gift, which was another kind of a poetic gesture because I came here as an immigrant at the age of 14 with my parents who had $300 in their pocket just so I can make something of myself. So for me to be able to afford this luxury car, not just be able to pay for it and know that it's okay, but it's a little bit of a strain. This was, I'm buying it. It doesn't really matter how much it costs. I can buy cars that are more expensive, but this is the one that I choose. I'm buying it, and it doesn't make any effect on my financial situation. So that was the kind of stamp. And then probably a month or two later, I really started feeling like I am done with this part of my life. I am not enjoying what I'm doing, and even though I've achieved those things, it's not allowing me to live my purpose. Because I knew, and I had a very strong inclination from childhood of what it is that I'm here to do, and I wasn't doing it. And I went to that path, and I built the businesses, and I made myself successful, and I have the beautiful house, I have the cars, I have the family, the two kids, no dog, but we do have a parrot. But it was done, and I really felt around June of last year that I am done with this stage, and it's time for me to get out and really focus on what am I here to do in this lifetime. And that's what I started doing last year by enrolling in classes and then eventually getting out of IT consulting at all. I do very little of it right now. There are some training classes that I do just kind of to break up the fun, so to speak. And I go travel and I teach, but that's very limited. So all of my time now is focused on living my purpose.
Wow. And when you made that shift, what did you shift into? Because you tried a lot of different things, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And we see the same thing with the clients that I work with right now in my recalibration practice. But it really takes 4 to 6 months to figure that out of who you really are, because all of us are many multi-talented people, and we are good at many things, and we think that we can do even more things that we are actually good at, which is a very optimistic and positive structure. So I allowed myself to pursue all of the things that I wished I was doing since I was a child. I was an actor as a child, and then we immigrated to the United States, and I didn't really act anymore afterwards. So I enrolled into acting classes. And living in Chicago, I went into Second City, and I started studying in the improvisation program, which I just finished the first year, last week, as a matter of fact. So I enrolled there. I enrolled into acting classes. I always wanted to study martial arts, so I started studying martial arts seriously. I wanted to be in a movie, so I auditioned for films, and I had a role. It's a large supporting role in a film that's coming out any time now, actually. It should be out July, I think. I got my spiritual trainings and certifications. This is where my training with Doreen and Radley Valentine was on the Angel Certified Card Reader course. I started studying the ATP course, the Angel Therapy Practitioner course with Doreen. I am a part of Lisa Williams' Advanced Mediumship class right now. So I really kind of started focusing on that end. And started writing my books because I've had so many ideas for books that I never really continued writing. It was ideas that I started putting together on paper but didn't do anything with. So I focused on that and just really allowed myself to expand in all of these different areas. And then as the time was going by, and went into radio, as you've mentioned, as the time was going by, I was able to really filter that down and saying, yes, this is what I am about, and this is exactly what my essence is. Everything else is expressions of it. Some are close to the essence, some are a little bit farther away, and that's the thing that happened with acting. For instance, all of a sudden, I think around March of this year, sitting in an acting class, which I really enjoyed, I realized this is something I love doing, but it's not something I want to do full-time, because acting at its core is pretending to be somebody else. and I've been pretending to be somebody else for 37 years, and I don't want to do that anymore. So as much as I enjoy it, and I do it for fun, but that's not what I'm about. So it took a little bit of time to really figure out and fine-tune what you are all about. And once I did that, that's when I really started my practice helping others do the same.
Mm. I love that. That you studied improvisation. I personally am a great believer in improvisation being very helpful for people who are unlocking their intuition. And what I like about it is the yes and, right? I think that's a very powerful thing for people to understand as they are moving forward on their spiritual journey.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm actually seriously debating whether I need to do a class called Improv for Psychics. Because improv is a perfect method for allowing your intuitive abilities to come through. Is, you know, the rule of improv that you stated in the yes, and you have to agree to anything that comes from your scene partner. If they say you're on the moon and you're playing baseball, that's what you're doing. Thank mm-hmm. you, and let's add to that. But it's all about being in the moment. When it happens, you cannot pre-plan. Just like when you're doing a psychic reading, you cannot pre-plan anything. You have to be that blank canvas and allow your inner voice or your spiritual guides or the other side to speak through it. And you have to agree with it. You cannot allow anything to interfere in that process, which is exactly what improv is teaching you, is being true, being open, being in that moment.
Wonderful. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alan Vaisberg, author of the new book, Inspirer. We'll be right back after this.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it fun.
Make it fun.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm the extremely funky Karen Hager, deeply, truly funky, as I'm sure you can hear. And also with me is the also extremely funky Alan Faceberg. Funky in the best possible way, Alan. He is the author of the new book, Inspirer. You can hear him on the radio. You can find him everywhere, author, actor, and an intuitive. Find out more about Alan and his funky work at alanfaceberg.com. Alan, we were talking just before the break about the connection between improvisation and intuition. And you said something earlier about having sort of known what your life path was, but not always embracing it. Can you talk a little bit about how you reconnected with your intuition and how you use it now when you're working with people?
Absolutely. And again, improv was a very, very good playground for developing those abilities. But, you know, ever since I was a child, I noticed that I have intuitive abilities. We're talking about law of attraction and The Secret. I knew from, I think, the age of 7 that anything that I wanted, I got. And it wasn't about my parents buying me stuff. It was just, you know, I would drive by a stadium and I would say, this is incredible. I am choosing to study here. And then, you know, 3 months later, a trainer would come and I would sign up for a fencing class. And it's at that stadium. And I made a mental note of that. And I knew that, you know, I could attract things without reading any books or knowing anything about it. It was just an inner knowing. And since then, I've used it for every one of my jobs. I've attracted exactly what I wanted in every one of my jobs. This was, you know, way before The Secret came out or I could read about it. I just knew it. I would set my mind to it. I would be very, very specific. I would let it go and allow the universe to create it. And every one of those things came true. So I do the same thing now with my students, if you will, or my clients. And when we're talking about finding their sole purpose, because that's a part of the recalibration process, it's a lot of intuitive work. Now, we also speak, but I try to get a consensus. And going from my numerology background, going to the intuitive background, you know, sometimes mediumship comes in, and lots of these things that were kind of getting into it and allowing me to hear the other side and tune into those energies. So, you know, it's started kind of way before improv, and then improv really allowed me to get into a point of you're out there on stage, essentially naked, not in a physical sense, but there is no script, there are no things that you can do to prepare yourself. You are who you are. You have to react in it. And I think another big, big thing for me in terms of developing the intuitive was doing live readings on the radio. When I started my first radio show, it was Living Your Essence, and being the newly minted certified angel card reader, people would call in, and I would be doing live readings on the radio. That was a big thing to kind of jump through because, you know, you have to deal with, no, you're not good enough, or what if these people ask something that I cannot tune into? And after a little while, it gets to the point where you're not thinking. That part of your brain disconnects, and you're there just waiting for information to flow in, and you say it the way it is. So that took a little bit of training coming in, but I, you know, kind of always knew that I have intuitive abilities, and I can, you know, tell you a very scary story, which really kind of was the determining factor for me of how I knew that I had abilities. You want to go into that one?
Yes, please. I'd like to hear a scary story.
Excellent. Well, you know, since we're talking funky and spooky, so there we go. So I was taking a class with Mel Doerr. Mel is a very, very good psychic in Chicago and the area. He works a lot with FBI on missing children's cases. He actually has a letter from the Pope and from the President thanking him for his efforts. So he did the little thing for us. He basically put us in a circle. It was a bunch of people. He wrote down something on a piece of paper. He folded that piece of paper many, many times, he threw them all in a hat. And then he would go around. You would reach in. You would take a piece of paper, obviously not seeing what's on it. And then you had to tune into whatever was written in it and then let people know what you were seeing. And I grabbed the piece of paper for the first half a minute or probably maybe 45 seconds. Nothing happened. And I started kind of getting down on myself. I'm like, well, you are a psychic. What's going on? You're not seeing anything. And then I allowed myself to get out of that mode. And then I really got into a situation where I saw, blood going down my eye. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I really saw a situation where it was, I was inside of the man that was dying, and the blood was trickling down his face, and he was almost dead, and I saw the attackers. I saw the location. It was a marsh area. It was dark, and I could smell everything, and I could see it. And then they finally finished him off by hitting him with a shovel. Mm-hmm. And it was a very kind of traumatic experience for me. I certainly did not enjoy it. And I got out of it and wrote it down and spoke about it. And after that, Mel said that this is one of the cases that he was working on. It was a missing person case, and they found him beheaded. Actually, more than that, but they found parts of his body in a marsh area. They knew that he died from a blunt hit to the head. They did not know what the hit was with, and I certainly saw that. It was a shovel. So that, to me, was one of those moments where I knew I had abilities before, but seeing this, and there was no reference point, I've never heard of that case before, I took a piece of paper that was folded, and I was able to see that. Okay, there's something going on here.
Right. That validation is so important.
Yeah.
I teach intuitive development, and one of the ways that I do that is by allowing the students to speak intuitively, because we often don't trust our... We don't trust what we get intuitively. We swallow it. We hang on to it. And you, in that moment, you really had to say what you saw, and you got tremendous validation.
Yeah, and more and more things were coming after that, and then getting into it and doing more readings for people, and just getting into a point where, again, I'm not a practicing psychic. This is not something that I do full time. I focus on radio, and I focus on writing and speaking engagements and my life purpose, coaching. But all of the intuitive abilities are a part of what I do. So it's a very big and important part of what's going on in my life.
And part of what you're doing is using a technique that you call recalibration. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, it's... like with all of my poems, there is a point as soon as I start writing, I get into that zone, and a lot of us call that channeling, and information just flows. I can write a two-page poem in a matter of 15 to 30 minutes, which is ridiculous, because a lot of that information is just flowing. I kind of connect somewhere, and it goes. And same thing happens with recalibration when I started thinking of my practice and how do I help people find their soul purpose and be as happy as I became when I found fulfillment, and information immediately came into my mind of it's recalibrate your life, because it's at a vibratory state. There are so many things that go into it in terms of clearing the past, in terms of finding your purpose, in terms of knowing how to get there, because many people that I work with have a very good idea of why they're here, but they don't have the confidence, nor do they have the tools in order to actually achieve it. So we work with them and build that bridge between their circumstance to their grandest vision of themselves. So everything was channeled, and that's the recalibration technique. And I think when we come back from break, I can give you more specific details on the different steps that we go through, but it was very much a channeled thing. And they talked about recalibration and how to cleanse it and how to get people to the point where they understand what they're here to do and to give them the tools to empower them to achieve it.
Do you feel like every one of us comes in with that soul purpose?
I think every one of us definitely has a soul purpose for this particular lifetime. Now, again, soul purpose in general, and then for this particular lifetime, we do have an idea of what we're here to do. And I don't think of it in terms of learning, because we already have the knowledge of it, or the knowing of it. We just don't have the specific experience of it. So it's akin to reading a book on how to drive a car. But until you actually drive a car, you're not going to have that experience. So we come here with specific things that we choose to experience, and that's what we can call our soul purpose. And we have our essence, what we're really all about. And the trick is aligning with that essence to pursue your soul purpose. And it's all vibrations, and it's all breaking down barriers. So I do believe everybody comes in, and everybody has a feeling. Even the people that I talk to and I ask questions, and they say they have no idea. As we start talking about it, as I bring examples, as I have them go through exercises, it comes out very naturally. They do know why they're here. They just didn't believe it, or didn't want to do it, or think that it's silly, or people will think them weird, or anything else.
Mm-hmm. That fear holds us back so much, don't you think?
Absolutely, and it certainly was holding me back. I was doing something that I wasn't very much interested in doing because of trying to be normal. And finally I decided, no, I'm not normal. I'm me, and that's okay.
It took me, Alan, until I was in my early 40s to understand that the kind of weird I was actually okay. I spent a lot of time trying to be more normal. It didn't work out well for me. I'm a lot happier now that I'm allowed to be weird. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alan Vaisberg. His new book, Inspirer, is published by Balboa Press. You can find out more about Alan and his work at alanvaisberg.com. And when we come back after this great break, I'm going to ask Alan to talk a little more about Soul Path, a little more about recalibration. And before I let him go at the top of the hour, I want to hear one of those poems, don't you? So stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. That's the Way I Like It with Alan Faisberg from alanfaisberg.com. We're talking about connecting with your soul path, about recalibrating your life. We're talking about Alan's journey from having what should have been the perfect life to a place of greater fulfillment so that now he can help other people live their essence. Alan, we were talking just before the break about how you help people connect with their soul paths, even if they think they don't have any idea what the heck that is. Can you tell me more about recalibration?
I just had to do that. I've been sitting on it for the past 30
minutes. Isn't it fun? Chrissy chooses the best music, and I am always dancing in my chair throughout the show.
Love it, and likewise for me. A number of exercises come to mind and came to mind very literally because it's another channeled thing. All of a sudden in my mind I had an idea of something that was called the essence spectrum. And before I could understand it, I started really kind of writing it down and working with it, and then it made perfect sense. So here's what I have people do. When people say that they do not know who they are, I have them go through a number of exercises. So number one, very simply, is if you had the money, if you had the permission from everybody else to be yourself and to do what you really wanted to do, and there was nothing stopping you, tell me one thing that you would be doing or that you would enjoy doing for the rest of your life. And then they would write that down. Then I would say, describe yourself in three words. And that's a very difficult one because we're used to describing ourselves in many more words. As a matter of fact, when somebody asks us, tell me more about yourself, 98% of the people I found, and of course these are unofficial studies, but I found that they start talking about their job. And that's not who we are. That's our job.
Yes.
And one of the things that really bothered me as I was going through it, people would ask me, tell me more about yourself, and I had to go into, well, I have this IT consulting business, but that really is not who I am. Who I am is an author and an actor and something else. And I got sick of doing that, so I just quit the IT and decided to be what I wanted to describe myself as. So now when people ask who I am, I say who I am. So we go through that exercise. And then we get to the essence spectrum. So imagine a flower, and for the sake of argument, let's use a lotus flower. There is a core, there is a center of that flower. That center is who you are. This is your essence. This is what you are most about. And then I have people, kind of draw things on a piece of paper and draw that center and put who they are about. In three words, describe yourself. Then around that center, you have the first set of petals. And they're very close to the center. And that would be your expressions of your essence, something that's closest to who you are, but not exactly at the center. So using my own particular example, I am a spiritual teacher at my core. And my expressions of that at the first level, if we want to call it that way, would be for me to be an author, would me being a motivational speaker, being a radio talk show host. These are all of the ways that I inspire others to do and to teach my lessons, right? So my life purpose coaching practice. Mm-hmm. Then we have people go through the second set of petals, which are a little bit farther from the center, and put all of their goals and talents and activities and things that they really love doing there. And we have basically them create that spectrum from the center going outwards to the fourth level. And when I did that for myself, I saw that the furthest thing from my center was doing IT work. And then no wonder I felt unfulfilled. Huh. And continuing on with them, we have them go one step further. And once they create that essence spectrum, they also, I'm asking them to put in all of the activities that they did over the past week. And they write down activities from all the things that they were doing, you know, working with the kids, you know, playing or actually working and anything else that that comes to mind. And then I ask them to cross-reference that with their essence spectrum. And what most people find is that 98% of their time, I'm using that 98 thing again, people spend most of their time on things that are farthest away from their essence.
Yes.
And that really paints a very visual and clear picture to the people that it's not just me telling you of here's the reason why you're unfulfilled. You can see it on your own. You're unfulfilled and you feel that there is something missing in your life because you're spending time on things that don't have anything to do with who you are. And then the process is of, well, how do we get them to who they are and change, be it their career or add something to it? I made a very drastic step of dropping my career entirely and doing something else. People don't need to do that. They can make small steps and do little adjustments and realignments and then slowly over time transition. Whatever works, it's different for people, but that's the process that we go through.
Isn't that interesting that we spend, I'm just thinking as you do that, I'm kind of making my little, my own little diagram in my mind. And it's interesting that when we feel the most stuck, and especially when we feel stuck in where we just go around and around in the same place, what we're really doing is going around and around that very outer ring, the place that where we are the farthest from connection, because our intuitive connection, what I would call our divine connection, is in the center. And yet we kind of hold ourselves back from that.
Yeah. And that's what I was doing for many years, 14 years, and I was content. And what I find is many people are content, but they don't realize the potential that they have of being truly happy. And they think that if they are doing what they really want to do, they're not going to make any money at it. And that's farthest thing from the truth, because in order for you to make money at something, you need to love what you're doing. You know, looking at all of the principles in terms of attraction, in terms of manifesting, if you love what you're doing, if your heart is in it, everything else is lining up. And you will make a lot more money than you're making right now. And sure, some people are going to call you crazy, and some people, you know, looking at your change are not going to be okay with it because it reflects negatively on them and what they're not doing. But that's okay, because you will start seeing people who are doing everything and how happy and healthy and wealthy they are, and then you'll start living your life fuller.
Mm. When you connect with people who are healers, who are intuitives, who are kind of in the sort of in the light worker category, I guess is where I'll put us, something that I hear a lot from people in that category is that they don't feel able to ask for what they need in terms of how they value their services. And that's got to go somewhere on those little rings as well, doesn't it? Being able to ask for what you need, being able to stand in your power.
Yeah, and again, Doreen and other people are talking about this phenomena that many of the light workers, many of us have probably been persecuted in past lives, or we've been, you know, living in a monastery where everything was taken care of. So for us to ask for something from our divinely given services, it's a difficult thing to do of how will people think about it. Well, the fact is we live in a material world, and there is nothing wrong with money. Money is not bad. Bad things can be done with money, but money on its own is just an exchange of something for something else. So you have to live within your power, and you have to realize that doctors are doing wonderful things and they're healing people, and doctors are charging money. And it's okay if you are an intuitive healer or a shamanic healer or whatever you're doing, healing work, you're still helping people. And it's okay for people to pay you back. So you have to have that giving and receiving. There has to be a balance. If you're just giving and you're not receiving, then you're out of balance, and then you're suffering because you're giving a lot more than you're getting back, and then you become drained and you're not healthy, and all of your wonderful ambitions and trying to help people is not going to show up for a long time because you're not working within that free soaring type of motion. Think of an eagle. You know, eagle is soaring. Have you ever seen an eagle struggling to fly? I haven't.
Mm-mm.
Eagle is just soaring. You know, the wings are there, and he's using all of the, you know, wind to go anywhere he wants to go. He's not struggling. If you are struggling, you're doing something wrong. Investigate it.
And there's a difference, though, between struggling and doing the work that takes you to your goal.
Right.
At least I found struggling, there's no purpose. You're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
And the same thing, my book just came out. That's a book of poetry, being honest with myself. How many people really care about poetry? Not as many as I was hoping. But what I see with people is that once people actually pick up the book and they start reading it, they can't put it down because they love it. So it's the purpose of being persistent and doing marketing and helping people understand what value they get from this particular book, just to use that as an example. That's hard work. And you are, in essence, you can call that struggling to get recognition and to get exposure, but it's not a struggle. It's a different point. I'm going somewhere. And I think that the book has a value for people once they read it. So it's a process of normal steps to achievement. The overnight successes are people who've been trying to do something for the past 10 years and finally it works.
Well, and a lot of disappointment and frustration comes when people listen to teachers who say, okay, go in alignment and everything will be fine. And so people go, okay, I'm ready now. And they hold out their hands and nothing falls into their hands.
Yeah.
Because there is that work involved, and the work, the taking the steps is different from that fruitless struggle.
Yeah, and that work is necessary because it's all about divine timing as well. Just because you asked for a soulmate does not mean that your soulmate is available at the current time. You have to allow the universe to bring things in, and you have to allow yourself the time to actually go through a process. There's so much to learn during that process and to experience. By the time you get where you need to be, that's when you're going to be ready.
Absolutely. Divine timing is so important. And of course, on the radio, as you know, sometimes divine timing takes us right up against the break. when we come back, Alan, will you read to me from the book? Will you choose a poem for the listeners and share it from the book?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to.
Wonderful. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Alan Vaisberg. His new book is Inspirer. You can find out much more at alanvaisberg.com. We'll be right back after this.
Tramp.
What you call me?
Tramp.
Well, you did.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I tell you one doggone thing. It makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm alive.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Alan Vaisberg, author of the new book, Inspirer, which is published by Balboa Press. You can find out more about Alan, about his recalibration technique, about how he helps people connect with their essence and live their soul purpose. All of that is at alanvaisberg.com. Alan, I would love for you to read to me. I'd love to hear a poem from the book.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate that. I was struggling to see which poem I would read because I have so many different types of poems. But considering that my book is going through many reviews and people are posting reviews on Amazon, and the latest review from a person was a 4-star, but it was somewhat negative, a lot of backhanded compliments. So it would go well with this particular poem.
Ah.
It's called "March to Your Own Drum." And for the people, you will understand why I'm saying this. It applies to everything else. There are critics in this world, hordes and hordes of babble, and it makes your stomach curl hearing all their gabble. They will piss on your creation, rip it into shreds, stamp it with their condemnation, and go off to bed. That's their job. They do it gladly. This is how they're made. Till today, I pondered. Sadly, they cannot create. Since they don't possess the courage to reveal what's there, would they rather lock that storage than to really care? As I questioned their existence, as I mourned their fate, why, oh, why there's such a distance? Why can't they relate? And today I heard my answer. Critics aren't to blame. They may seem like they're the cancer preying on a name, but instead they're a reflection of what is inside. Catalysts of introspection, they're our helpful guide. For their words will lose their meaning if we are at peace. How can letters be demeaning if all conflicts cease? We're the ones that hold the power. Let the critics hum. Stand your ground and do not cower. March to your own drum.
Wow. And that applies, that's fantastic, Alan, and that applies, I think, not just to people who are starting something new, and then they're scared that somebody will say, hey, you're crazy, hey, what are you doing? But also we have that inner critic as well that has the power to really bring us down.
Absolutely, and what people need to realize is that you really need to allow yourself to be okay, and don't worry about what other people will say. If it resonates with you in terms of where you're going and what you're trying to do. Critics are going to be everywhere, including those who love you the most, because you are a mirror. You are a mirror reflecting onto others. And if they inside see that you're doing something and they are not, the natural reaction for them is not to be introspective, but to be outwardly critical. And they will tell you, you are making the wrong move. Just be okay with that. It took me a while to get through that as well, and that's why we have this practice, and we have the radio show, and we have many things like you and all the other light workers that help people go through those times. Don't worry about what others say. Focus on what is right for you, and everything will work out later.
And the thing about about critics, and I struggle with this too, but the thing I have to keep reminding myself is that I really can't control anyone else's reaction.
Right.
I can only control what it is that I'm doing, what I'm putting out there.
And it's not our job to control anybody else, and that's another thing. You know, a lot of light workers tend to be perfectionists because they care so much, and they're very sensitive because they pick up on information. Don't be sensitive in that regard. Let everybody else live their own lessons, live their own experiences. Choose your path, and believe me, universe is going to be out there supporting you. We have a few minutes left, but here is a perfect example of that and tying into improv. I auditioned for the Improv Conservatory program at Second City for their music program. Now, I have a voice, but my range has a lot of holes in it, let's say that. And for me, it was a big stretch coming out there on stage to judges, to professional people, trying to get into the conservatory program and actually singing. I did it. So what the universe did is they supported me. And then the first scene where you had to create a celebrity couplet, where they give you a celebrity and you have to create a song on the spot in a particular music style. When I was sitting there just getting ready and I knew that celebrity couplet would come up, I started just playing around with names. And the first name kept popping into my head was Brad Pitt. So I created a song for Brad Pitt. Guess what they asked for in terms of the celebrity? They asked for Brad Pitt, and I was ready for that. And then the third scene, third part of the audition was a two-person scene where they throw out a suggestion and you have to go with it. Well, that suggestion was Crystal Ball. Thank you for throwing a psychic a suggestion of Crystal Ball. You can allow yourself to expand because the universe is always there to support you. Do not be fearful. Do not be fearful of going out of your comfort zone. You are supported, you are protected, you are loved, and they want you to do this because that allows you to grow. So that's the biggest thing that I can tell everybody.
Mm. And that love and support, that generous reaching out to other people, I believe that when you are following your path, when you're in alignment, when you're acting from center, your ability to love, to attract love, to deepen love, to share love is so much greater because you're not trying so hard to make yourself into something that you're not. You're not afraid of what people will say about you.
Yeah, you're just being you. And that usually is when things happen naturally.
Mm. Alan, are you going to write any more books, please?
Yes, I actually am writing. I'm writing three books right now, so it's all a matter of prioritization. I'm writing a book called "Respect Yourself," the nine step process of respecting yourself, which deals with respecting your past, respecting your present, respecting your future, and specific things you need to do in order to actually get there. It deals with time, it deals with diet, it deals with body, it deals with jobs, and blah, 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 blah. So that's a very interesting book that's going to be coming out next. And then I have my big book that I'm writing right now, which is Recalibrate Your Life, which deals with my practice and how I'm helping people achieve the results that they've never been able to achieve before. So that book is going to come out hopefully towards the end of this year, because that's a big project. And then I have oracle cards that I'm doing, going back to poetry. There's going to be a book of poetry with the oracle cards with it, which is poems that heal. It's going to be poetic mantras that are strategically aligned with specific energies that are helping to heal people in different circumstances, be it from a physical illness or from a mental illness. That sounds much more radical than what I'm meant to say, but it allows people to be healed in a situation in their life. And then the cards will come with that mantra as well as the sacred geometry. So there are lots and lots of books that are kind of in the works. If people go to alanvaisberg.com and click on books, they'll see a whole list of upcoming things.
Oh, my goodness. Alan, and when people want to work with you personally, is alanvaisberg.com the place to connect with you personally as well?
They could go there because there's a link to Recalibrate Your Life from there. Otherwise, what I would suggest is just go to recalibrateyourlife.com and click on Recalibrate button. And first session is free, so you can decide whether it works for you or not. And you'll get a lot from that first session already.
Wonderful. Alan, thank you so much for being on the show today. Just many blessings for you, and thank you for all the good work you're putting out there in the world.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure, and you and I should definitely talk more improv in the future.
yes, and I think we should do.
Perfect,
thank you,
perfect.
Alan.
Thank you, Karen.
That was Alan Vaisberg. His new book is Inspirer. You can find out more about Alan and his work at alanvaisberg.com and also at recalibrateyourlife.com. That's all the time we have for today. Please do visit fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. If you're interested in that class on healing your relationships, healing the world, healing yourself, head out over to fogcitypsychic.com/healing. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, you get to meet Megan Walrod. She helps women entrepreneurs who are, as she puts it, living their yes. And I think you'll love her energy and her message. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.